A year or so ago, Sioux Falls businessman Mark Nelson saw an old beer poster depicting a Republican elephant and Democrat donkey looking quite stubborn on one side, but on the other side, the two were enjoying a brew together. Taking the poster as inspiration, he brought together friends from both sides of the aisle for a gathering honoring the spirit of bipartisanship at a time of government gridlock. On Thursday, Mark Nelson is hosting the second Dick Knight Bill Janklow Social, named after two former South Dakota governors, one a Democrat, the other a Republican. He says the goal of the event is to show young people that the government they're seeing function in 2014 is not the government that made America great, nor the government that will solve the multiple issues facing America today. Mark Nelson is the founder and president of Maximum Promotions in Sioux Falls, and he joins us on the line. And Mark, thanks so much for joining us on Dakota Midday. Hello, can you hear me? Looks like we have some technical difficulties here in the studio, seeing if we can get Mark Nelson on the line there.
Carl, can you hear me now?
Oh, there, we can hear you.
Sorry about that.
Oh, no problem at all. We're just talking about that beer poster that showed the donkey and the elephant. I'm wondering what it was about that beer poster that affected you so much that you decided to organize the first Dick Knight Bill Janklow Social last year.
Well, Carl, you know, we watch this gridlock, and, you know, I don't know how everyone else feels, but it's so frustrating to sit here and literally watch our politicians, both sides, just absolutely be stubborn and unwilling to give and take, and it just really seemed to set the tone to what I thought was going on in America. And at a time when we desperately need people working together and people working to solve problems from both sides, we're in as you alluded to earlier, gridlock. And A, it makes me mad. B, it frustrates me. And C, I think it's time we need to try to send a message to somebody to say, work together. We sent you out there. We're paying you. And all you're doing is driving this debt higher and creating more of a division between the two parties than ever before. You talk to people and they'll say, well, I hate Republicans, or all they are is money grabbers, or I hate Democrats and all they are is whatever. And it is not right, and I think it's time to do something. I think there is a sense of urgency to this for our country.
Why a sense of urgency at this time?
Well, as I watched that debt, before we got on, I went over and I clocked in again, and I go out and speak on college campuses and high schools, and I tell the students that, you know, go on that clock and watch it. It's the debt clock, usdebtclock.org, and it's just a tick below $17.4 trillion. When I really started watching it, I think it was about 14.3. It's getting worse. And as you watch that thing spin, it gives me a stomach ache. It just bothers me a great deal. And B, for every spin forward, it's got to come backwards. And I think a case on point, today in the news, the Ukraine and Russia, there's a spiff over there between these countries, and I guess our country told them to back off, told Russia to back off. And, you know, I've been watching Vladimir Putin, and he's a tough son of a gun. And I don't think we have the respect that we used to. A, we've got a debt problem, and B, you know, if you can't run your own country, you're running in the hole. What are you doing telling us how to run our country?
Now, going back to your own history, as I understand it, you were a young Republican when you started your business, Maximum Promotions, but you got some help from former Governor Dick Knipe, who was a Democrat.
I did. Carl, and I'm forever in debt to the Knipe family and people associated with them. I just had probably one of the worst things in my life happen. I had flunked out of law school. I wanted to be a trial lawyer. I thought I had some skills. I had some weaknesses that kind of got highlighted, as in accounting and tax and one other class. And I'd flunked out, and I was absolutely devastated. My wife was madder than you can imagine because she thought she'd met this hotshot lawyer. And life took a different turn, and it was really a big deal to me. On I think it was Christmas Eve in 83 or 84, I got this call from Dick Knipe. And to this day, I don't know who told him about me, but he said, I've heard about you. You're a young guy. You started a company while you were in law school, which was all true. And I understand that, you know, you're looking for some shareholders or some investors. And I was desperately looking. I needed some capital, and, you know, banks weren't going to pay any attention at that stage. And lo and behold, he invited me out, and I remember Nancy was there, and I remember Ted Munster was there, and Dick was there. And then they hooked me up. This is just the way I wish it would work. They hooked me up with a couple young guys. It was the late Jack Carmody and Joe Carmody, who worked at their dad's firm. I think it was Carmody and Carmody back then, and they happened to be the nephews of George Mickelson. And lo and behold, but from Dick Knipe and Ted Munster and Nancy to the Carmody brothers, they got me to a company called Mid-States Uniform and Lettering. And for 4 years, we helped each other. They bought stock in my company. I came in and sold some of their stuff for them, and it just turned out it was a really good time for both our companies. And after 4 years, it was time we bought them back out and got our own place and grew. But it was an absolute critical time for cash into our company, and I can never repay what Dick and I did for me. And that's why this, you know, this part about hating Democrats and hating Republicans really, really bothers me, because I've seen it work together.
How that was a business situation. How do you take that then? How does that apply to working together as Republicans and Democrats in government?
Well, we made a deal. Dick Knipe did what was in the best interest of South Dakota, and that was to start and help a young entrepreneur get going. He didn't ever ask what party I was from, and I'm pretty sure he knew it. It wouldn't have taken too long to figure out, but he didn't care, and Ted Munster didn't care. To this day, I treasure the relationship that I have with Ted Munster. When he comes into the store, or I see him out publicly, we always have a good discussion. And we, you know, when Bill Clinton was having some of his issues, I was teasing him, and, you know, and President Bush was having his issues, it kind of came back the other way. And it's just one of those great relationships. And, you know, Ted was there at that very critical moment in history for me. So I think it has more to do when we look at our politicians, and in a sense, I'm calling all three of them out, whether it's Tim Johnson or John Thune or Kristi Noem. We sent you out there not to drive us further in the hole. We need to empower them to make deals, to go ahead and do what's in the best interest of the people, and at times it feels like they're way more interested. I'm not talking about anyone singular. I'm talking about collectively our politicians. They're all more interested in getting reelected than they are about doing the work of the people. The work of the people is to get our debt under control, get America working, get people starting companies, creating jobs, and doing what's right. And for us as business owners and stuff, to be fair with those employees, to teach them, to talk to them about what it's really like to own a company, and to make sure that they share when there are profits. And that's a big deal to me.
I think the things that you just mentioned, both Republicans and Democrats can all get behind, but the problem comes from trying to, you know, different beliefs on how you achieve those goals. How do you get there when you have these different ideas of how to make these things happen?
Well, at some level, Carl, I think our system is flawed, because by the nature of getting elected, there's no secret that the upcoming election, and it'll probably be Hillary Clinton and someone else, they're all going to spend more money than you can ever imagine. It'll be the biggest spending event for an election ever. I just read an article in Time magazine, and then they're talking about how literally the values have little to do with it. It's driven by PACs and silent money and people behind the scenes, running the smear campaigns and stuff. At some level, America has to say enough and elect the people that have the will to do what needs to get done. And I understand how this looks like, you know, it's not a perfect world, and I get that. And I understand the frustrations that Senator Johnson and Senator Thune have, and I get all that, but somewhere along the line, someone's got to say, enough, enough. You know, we now have three grandsons and two more grandchildren on the way here this summer, and all of a sudden that debt has a face to it. You know, I don't want my grandchildren coming to me in 10 or 15 years and say, geez, Grandpa, you did really well financially, but look at the mess that you left me. And that conversation is going to come. And, you know, we're kind of going into this thing little at a time, and it doesn't seem like there's any sense of urgency, but yet that debt keeps going up. You know, we owe China money. We owe Australia money. We owe a ton of people a lot of money. And how do you negotiate with people when I owe them money? How am I supposed to come in and have a high hand when literally I'm a debtor to them? It doesn't make sense to me if you look at it from a business sense.
You're listening to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. We're talking with Mark Nelson. He's the founder and president of Maximum Promotions in Sioux Falls. He's also the organizer of the second Dick Knipe Bill Janklo Social that is happening in Sioux Falls on Thursday. And Mark, as I understand it, one of the motivations for you behind the Dick Knipe Bill Janklo Socials is to show younger generations that your ideas to show younger generations that there's a different way that politics and government can and should work?
Absolutely. And, you know, and think about Bill Janklow, how entrepreneurial Bill Janklow was. And for all the flaws Bill had, and don't need to go over those because there's plenty, but the man had vision, he took risk, he did things. And between these two guys, you know, Dick Knipe was the last elected Democratic governor we had. You know, Harvey Wolman came in when Governor Knipe was this, to become the Singapore ambassador, but he's the last Democrat elected as a governor of this state. You know, he ought to be a rock star in the Democratic Party. And I would venture to say most kids from 18 that can vote through 30 or 35 have probably never heard of Dick Knipe. They might know of Knipes from selling cars or selling real estate, and I'm pretty sure they're all are restaurants, but they don't know. And I would like to share this man's legacy as I saw it.
Now, this is the second year that's coming up for the Dick Knipe Bill Janklow Social. I'm assuming that last year's event must have been something of a success.
Well, it was. We had young Democrats and young Republicans, and had a great visit. Ted Munster showed up, and we just had a great visit. We have no idea what to expect out of this. You know, it's a 5 to 7 on a Thursday night. It's out here at the store. You know, the good news is there's free food and there's free beverages. And we're actually going to have free shoe shines that night, believe it or not. But we have no idea what's going to happen. It's real entrepreneurial, but it is the right thing. We're hoping that the young Democrats and the young Republicans come out. They sit. They have a beverage together of their choice. And we know later on they're going to have to go to battle on some ideologies that are different. No one is so unrealistic that that's not going to happen. But let them do it from an element of trust, or an element of, I can see your point, I happen to disagree with it. And ideologies and disagreeing, that's standard procedure in the business world. And we try to get them to work, but it's got to start from a relationship. And when we're out trying to get a new client or convince a client to come our way from maybe a competitor, you know, when the day starts and the day is done, relationships really drive the process. And I think we've lost that. We've demonized each other's parties, and I don't happen to agree that way.
In looking at the lack of bipartisanship, I think you've touched on this a little bit. Does it come from that, as you see it, from a lack of trust and respect on both sides of the aisle?
Well, absolutely. And, you know, when we think about this, this is fully in the hands of the baby boomers. We've done some absolutely wonderful things, and I was born in 55, so I'm right in the middle of the baby boomers. And, you know, we had it really good. We've made money. We've done some really, really good things. We have Bill Gates that came out of our generation. But also in that, I think there's some stubbornness that came out and some, you know, it's my way or the highway kind of business. And, you know, if there's anything that you learn in the business world, because it gets beat into you, and if you don't learn this, you're going to go out of business and you're going to go broke and you're going to go work for somebody else, is you've got to learn to adapt and to change. And we're not getting that out of our government, and we're certainly not getting that out of our parties. They're being driven farther and farther and farther. And that part that bugs me the most is this demonizing each other, you know, about the Republicans or about the Democrats. My best friend is a flaming liberal. He's a pastor down at Kansas State, and we have some of the best discussions. And he sends me emails, and I fire stuff back, and we keep the dialogue going because, A, we trust each other, and, B, we like each other, and, C, we both have the best interest of our company at heart. And as idealistic as this is, somebody's got to say something. And, you know, there's movements out there. The Tea Party, they've got a movement going, all right? But it probably isn't a complete movement because, you know, you can't just whack taxes. I might be the first Republican to say it. But listen, if it helps my country get whole and we've got all this under control, I would gladly pay more in taxes to preserve this beautiful, wonderful country we call America. But don't waste my money. Don't use it and give it away that it shouldn't be given away. And of course, that's where the rub comes in, is just how do you spend that money?
Well, Mark Nelson, before I let you go, the second annual Dick Knipe Bill Janklow Social Thursday from 5 to 7 at Maximum Promotions, and that's open to anyone that's interested?
Yes, yes, Carl. It's open to the public. And I'd like to get one last pitch in. Could
sure.
I do that?
Yes.
I was out in Toronto at an international trade show representing our company, and I heard this speaker. His name is Thomas L. Friedman, and he wrote the book, That Used to Be Us. It is absolutely fascinating. And I was telling my oldest son about the book, and I actually bought it for him, and I bought it for all my kids to read. And he said, well, Dad, you know that guy's a Democrat. I said, Derek, I don't care what he is. I like his ideas. And I'm to the stage now, Carl, where I want to support people that are willing to do what needs to get done for America and not necessarily what's in the best interest of their career. Because I think there'll have to be some sacrificial lambs along the way. God bless them ahead of time if they're willing to do that, because we got to get this debt under control and a multitude of other problems facing America. There's a sense of urgency to this.